This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams from Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. With an overview of a chapter in God's Word, here's Sandy.
Luke was a colleague of the Apostle Paul. It may have been for Paul's legal defense that Luke penned his gospel in the book of Acts. They both are addressed to a man named Theophilus, perhaps an official of the Roman tribunal. Luke probably did research for these court documents during the 2 years Paul spent in a Caesarean prison. We don't know what effect Luke's writing had upon Paul's trial, but through the centuries, Dr. Luke has persuaded many to follow Jesus. In Luke chapter 1, Zacharias is told his wife, the elderly Elizabeth, would have a child. Old Zach doubted, and the Lord sealed his lips. It's amazing how faith grows when we're forced to stop talking and start listening. The next time words fall from Zach's lips, he utters a word of praise. The angel Gabriel visits a virgin named Mary with news of another miraculous birth. Elizabeth's miracle seems minor when compared to the news that falls on Mary's ears. The Holy Spirit will overshadow her virgin womb and plant within her the Son of God. Don't try to figure it out. Mortal minds will never understand divine engineering. This miracle is not grasped by figuring, but by faith. We tend to gloss over the ramifications of an unmarried teenage girl turning up pregnant in ancient Israel. Yet Mary's response is a total surrender to the will of God. Is God free to interrupt your plans? Are your wishes His will?
It's our desire at Chapter by Chapter to see you reading God's Word. So each day, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in the Bible. If you would like a complete study of today's chapter, call us at 8-777-BY-CHAP. That's 8-777-BYCHAP. To listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.